Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Lauer here from the beautiful show floor of Moscone West in San Francisco, California. Having a great time at Oracle Open World. Just ready to get going on this next segment. I'm excited to have on the show with me, we have Lakshmi Sampath with Dell and OAUG Customer Support. You are the Council Vice Chair, correct?
That's right, Michael. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. I'm excited to have you on. And you're not alone. We have joining us on the broadcast as well, we have Ms. Deidre Ingstrom. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. I was kind of worried about this one. I'm not going to lie, guys. Okay. And you're with Oracle Proactive Support, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Two little companies we know, Dell and Oracle, right? Just two small companies, right?
Very small.
Very small. So let's go and start with you, Lakshmi. Tell me a little bit about OAUG Customer Support, what you guys are about, what you're doing that's special.
So OAUG Customer Support Council is the voice of the customers.
Right, yeah, and we like to say Oracle's kind of the ears. We get to hear from the customer there. We love it.
So Customer Support Council is actually the bridge between your Oracle proactive support and the support executives and the management and the entire team and all the customers that use Oracle applications. So we are the bridge between them, and you know, we help a lot with the enhancement request between customers and Oracle. We also help with proactive support, and then all the tools that are getting introduced by proactive support to the customers, as well as all the license extensions and stuff like that. We talk between Oracle and the customers, so we help. Mm-hmm. So Deidre can give more information.
Yeah.
Yes, well, and that's excellent, because that's the view from the customer perspective, right? From Oracle, this group carries a tremendous amount of clout for us because, like Lakshmi said, they are the voice of the customer. So we get to hear their concerns, their challenges, what's important to them, and we're constantly striving to meet the requests that they give of us. And they've really represented the customer very well over the past years. We were just saying one way or another, I think we've been working with the council for almost 10 years. It's been a long time.
That's awesome.
And a very strong relationship there.
Well, it's going to make things easier for you guys over at Oracle, because you're getting all this information, real-time information on what your customers think from one location, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it's very beneficial. And in the council, they span several different, customers and industries. And so it's even a varied piece of information that's coming to us. It's really good.
It's like a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, right. So that can't be an easy job, though, Lakshmi. I mean, you guys have lots of users with lots of different products. How do you pick and choose what you guys talk? Because you can't do all of it at once, right?
So what we use the OAUG Customer Support Council is we help the customers with the some of the new proactive tools that they are introducing. For example, the analyzers, right? We just went live with one of the biggest upgrade projects at Dell. One example is, SLA, Subledger Accounting Invalid Records Analyzer. So I got it from Proactive Support Council from Deidre's team. We used it in customer side. I mean, it's like a real example of customer using the tools available from proactive supports. This is the kind of bridge that we are doing through the Customer Support Council.
Right. And again, on the other side, so we meet once a month, we do demos, we go through it, and they're like, hey, that's looking really good, but you know what? You're missing something here, you're missing there. We take that feedback, instantly go back, make changes. So it's been a wonderful partnership.
So what are some specific things you guys have reviewed and brought back to these guys at Oracle? Mm.
The extended support policy. I think we have done a fantastic job with, a lot of customers did not want to upgrade from 11i to R12, and we wanted to extend the 11i support, and which Oracle was, did that, and very mm-hmm. helpful. Even now, there are a lot of customers still on 11i with the extended support policy. I mean, we bring a lot of benefit from Oracle to the customers. So mm-hmm. OAUG Customer Support Council, me, Andy, and the whole team, along with Deidre and the team, we are so happy. We are honored to be a part of this team, and we are so honored that Oracle is helping us.
Another good example, right, is recently we've been working on something called enhancement requests and moving them to the community. And it's not only, you know, they haven't only influenced support, they've also influenced development. So it's been like the last 3 years they keep saying, listen, the customers want more insight into the bugs. They want to know more about enhancements. They want a stronger voice. And so we kept looking at that, trying to see how to do it. And development has really embraced it. And now we have, we've upgraded all of our communities with a new technology, and now we can do that. So we've got, we actually launched here at Open World. We have 21 of our communities that have now moved the enhancement request process to it. So customers can go out there, they can go ahead and launch an idea, say, I've got this great idea I want. They can get other customers to vote with them, and it gives a lot of visibility. So development, you know, monitors that and will say, hey, that's a great idea, let's do something with that. Or, wow, we need to understand that a little bit more. Now they'll open dialogues, they'll go back and forth. So that's another great example. And, you know, the customers have really been excited about right. that, as well as development. Cause
that's a support quantum leap, really. I mean,
big time.
I mean,
yes.
Like you said before, it's just ticket system. It went in, you don't have anyone else having the same problem you are.
Black hole.
You open the door.
Exactly.
And it facilitated a conversation that, you know, it shortened this pipeline to get things done, right?
Yes.
So yep. There still has to be some kind of somewhat of a pipeline, though, right? Because, I mean, you guys can only get so much done at once. Is it when you get a request in from some of your users and you find out there's an issue that needs to be addressed, how long does it take to get it to them and get it resolved? Does it depend on the problem? How does that usually work?
You know, I think the enhancement request is the great medium. I mean, some of the requests can be resolved quickly, you know, through the support and, you know, SEV1SRs, but some of them are, you have to go into enhancement request. So that is where, you know, proactive support has done a great job working with development to give us a tool to vote for the enhancement, because they can't really get all the enhancements out at the same time. But, you know, depending, prioritize the enhancement request and what majority of the customers are looking for as a new feature or a new functionality, I think that is that gets voted as a high priority, and that's one of the key functional, you know, key features. And obviously, not everything can be done quickly, but, you know, we are trying our level best.
And if it's not getting done quickly, it's getting done quicker.
Yes.
Than it would have, right? And let's face it, technology, something's going to go wrong. There's going to be things that take longer than you expect. It's just the nature of the beast. But what we can cut down on it is some of the things that you guys are already doing. I think that's great stuff. That's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, real quick, I know that the Worldwide Global Support Committee met this morning. What was takeaways from there? What are some things that happened?
Well, we had the meeting with the councils this morning, right? So you've got representatives that are from all different user groups. And we kind of went over some of the same things. We went through the community. We shared all of the new technology updates. And, you know, even again, not even just enhancement requests, but the community itself. We met 6 months ago at Collaborate. And in there, they were saying, we like this, we like that, but here, there are a few things that we do not like. And they gave us the feedback, and here we are 6 months later sharing how we implemented the changes that they requested. So I think that was really good. They've got some great ideas that they want to do moving in the next 6 months. So they were throwing those out there, and we were like, those are so cool. We can't wait to partner on them. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. There's some exciting new things that'll be coming out in the next 6 months. So in our next radio interview, we'll be able to share those.
Great. I'm excited to get in touch with you guys about that at Collaborate. That'd be awesome. So I'm assuming you guys are enjoying the conference. What are some big things you guys are looking forward to later? I know Aerosmith's got to be one of them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what else? What are you guys looking forward to?
Actually, you know, I mean, we are looking forward to all the keynote sessions. I mean, we attended some of the keynotes, like Larry's keynote, and then we had the Thomas Kurian's keynote and the cloud strategy, and all the new things that are coming out. And I love the 12C in-memory database, and you know what performance improvements that can be done, and it will reduce the work for the proactive support. And so, I mean, I'm very interested in learning what is getting released during Open World. Open World is the time when everything gets released, and looking forward to what else is next in the next few days. So,
what about for you guys? You guys know, are the bell of the ball here. The Oracle is everywhere.
You know what? I really enjoy just the opportunity to hear from the customers.
That's what I've been hearing from every single person I've met from Oracle. That is so cool.
It really is. And I mean, it's just the chance to, you know, hear from them, what's working, what's not, what's important to them. And yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's nice to have that face-to-face contact, especially people from the support side that you've worked with, and they're like, oh, you know, thank you. And, you know, so that's kind of rewarding.
I'm sure. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to do, a lot to see. I don't want to hold you guys up. So I appreciate you coming by and giving us some information about that. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. And thanks, Deidre.
Thank you, Lakshmi. It's been great.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer here at Oracle Open World. We'll see you in a few.